记录，不但是医院就诊的人数或是死亡人数都创历史新高。
Breaking the record of hospital visit and mortality.
而且这个流感不但是在整个加州已经扩展整个涵盖全美国甚至全球性的。
Not only in California, but all over the US, even the world.
就算你打过预防针，但是超过三分之二的人仍然可能被这流感所感染。
The flu shot is only 30% effective. It means more than two-thirds of the population still susceptible.
而我们当中许多人，包括我自己，也在这波流感的侵袭行列当中。
Many amongst us, me included, have been down with this flu epidemic.
因此我相信我们深深体会到人在生病的时候不能发挥身体正常功能才知道健康有多么重要。
Until then, I fully realized the importance of health and normal body function.
所以我们会渴望得到医治，得到痊愈。
And desire to be healed and cured.
其实教会也是一样的。
Churches are the same way.
教会不能够复兴的主要原因之一就是教会不能够健康成长。
One of the reasons a church cannot be healthy is lacking healthy growth.
就像生病一样，没有动力，不能发挥正常的功能，当然就不能成长了。
Similar being sick, no energy to function properly is for church to grow healthily.
就像我们生病一样，哇，很多功能都没有办法，没有体力啊，等等。
Just like when we're sick, we have no energy.
因此，教会要能够健康成长，最重要就是要先得到医治，得到痊愈。
For church to grow healthily, first it needs curing and healing.
当年耶稣在耶路撒冷一个地方叫毕士大池旁边问了一个病人说你要痊愈吗？
When Jesus was at the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem, he asked an invalid, do you want to be get well?
我觉得这是一个很奇怪的问题耶。
It seems odd to some.
你说有哪一个病人说我不要痊愈？
All patients want to get well.
每个人生病当然都希望得到痊愈啊。
So actually, some patients they all want to get better.
但是我发现真的有人不想要得痊愈。
Actually, some patients may not want to get well.
几年前在台湾有一报道新闻报道，有一南部有一间小学中餐营养午餐呢集体食物中毒，几十名学生被送到医院去接受治疗。
Years ago, there was a case of food poisoning at a grade school in southern Taiwan. Many students were sent to the hospital.
那个记者就访问这些小朋友，你们希不希望赶快痊愈啊？结果大部分的学生说，我不要，因为我们就可以不用上学，不用做功课了。
When they were interviewed by a reporter whether they want to get well, surprisingly, most said no, because no school and no homework.
那是因为小孩子不懂事，不明白健康的重要。
Kids are naive, they don't understand the importance of health.
而耶稣问这个病人的情形不一样的。
This invalid was different.
他深受这疾病几年了？38年之久啊。
He has suffered gravely for at least 38 years.
疾病缠身38年之久，你说痛不痛苦？
So he must suffer tremendously.
但他没有放弃，他每天跑去毕士大池，就是渴望得到医治啊，得到痊愈啊。
He went to the pool of Bethesda daily in the hope of getting well.
不过这位老兄呢很有意思，他以为得痊愈的唯一方法就是当这个池水被搅动的时候能够抢先第一个跳进去水中的才能够得医治。
Interesting enough, he thought the only way to get well was to get into the pool first when the water was stirred.
而耶稣问他的时候问他说你要痊愈吗？也很有意思。
It was also interesting when Jesus asked him, do you wish to get well?
耶稣呢不是问他说你需要帮助吗？有什么我可以为你做的吗？或者是你要不要成为第一个跳到水中的人吗？他不是这样问，他说你要痊愈吗？
Jesus did not ask whether you need help to get into the pool first.
我相信耶稣所期待的真正痊愈不只是让这一个人的身体恢复正常功能而已。
When Jesus healed people, he healed more than bodily function.
因为耶稣看出当时不是只有人生病了， 而是包括当时的社会环境、人性的丑陋、宗教的体系等 三方面都出现了问题，所以这些方面都需要得到痊愈。
Because Jesus knew at that time there were problems in society, humanity, and religion. All three needs healing.
所以今天当我们耶稣在问你要痊愈吗？是在不是问那一个人，是在问我们。
So they apply to us now also.
至少包括以下三个部分。第一，一个扭曲的世代需要 痊愈。
First, the twisted generation needs to be healed.
让我们一起来读第一节到第四节。
Let's read verses 1-4.
好，如果你眼睛好一点，请你读大声一点，好吗？
Or read it loud.
其他的人，预备，请。
Sometime later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate, a pool which called Aramaic called Bethesda, which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here's a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
好，毕士大这个名字呢，在希伯来文啊是怜悯之家的意思。
Bethesda in Hebrew means receive mercy, house of mercy.
这池边呢，总共有五个廊子，分别在这个池的四个周围，分别有一个廊子。然后在这个池的中间，他们盖一座桥，所以就变成五个这个走廊，叫廊子。
The pool was surrounded by five-colored colonnade in four directions, and the center, and there's a bridge across the pool.
所以看起来就像我们中国字一个日啊，日这样一个四边哈，然后中间一个桥，这样变成一个日，所以有五个廊子。
So all in the form of a Chinese character, 日。
好，那这五个廊子上面有一个盖哈，然后可以避风雨。然后呢，即日晒，传说是当时的慈善家捐钱所盖的。
The cover is for rain and sunshine. Legend has it was built by philanthropist.
要为了方便那一些渴望得到医治的病人，让他们能够方便躺在这个廊下，在那里等待。
So the sick could wait under the cover.
因为呢，传说天使会按时下池子来搅动那个池水，他们看到池水一动的时候，谁先下去，无论患什么病都可以得到痊愈。
Rumor has it an angel went down at certain season in the pool to stir the water. One stir, whoever went in first would be healed of all the disease, whatever which afflicted them.
那我们看见这些慈善家的确有如同毕士大精神，富有怜悯之心，希望这些等候得医治的病患能够有一个遮风避雨的一个住所。
Those philanthropists had the heart of Bethesda of mercy, built a shelter for the sick waiting to get well.
毕竟他们得病已经够可怜了，如果再一个在吹风日晒，那不是更倒霉吗？所以他就盖了这样的一个地方，一个廊子，让他们可以在那里休息。我想这个精神非常好的。
After all, it's said to be sick. The philanthropist had pity on them, so built a covered colonnade.
然而，我们看见在毕士大池那里所发生的事情，就很难让人家看见毕士大精神的怜悯之心的。
However, what happened at the pool of Bethesda showed little mercies about the spirit of Bethesda.
因为圣经记载里面躺着各式各样的病人，有瞎眼的，有瘸腿的，有血气枯干的，都在那里呻吟啊，哀嚎啊，哭泣啊，哇，那一幕让人家看得一定非常心酸的。
Bible records many disabled people, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, lied and waited there, groaning, crying, sighting, a pitiful sight.
你想这个池边，哇，五个廊子挤得满满的，这些可能是病重缠身，不过他们没有放弃希望，专注在你等候水动的时候，因为听说天使会下来搅动池水，那水动之后赶快跳下去，你什么病都会痊愈哦，哇，他们就抓住这样的一些希望，他们在那边就在那里静静的专注的在那里等待。
They did not give up their hope, waiting for water to get stirred by an angel according to the legend. Whoever went in first would be healed.
好，我们暂时不去考证这些传说的真实性，但是我们想看看，每一次水搅动的时候，大家应该是同病相怜，互助，彼此互助相爱才对啊。但是结果变成什么？争先恐后。病轻的啊，就推开那个病情较重的，然后呢，就大家都抢着要来成为那个第一名啊。结果你看，人性的丑陋，在这个时候表现得一览无遗。
Regardless of validity of the legend, they should help each other. Company implied. Instead, they rush and get ahead to be the first, trample the weaker, the sicker, and the cruelty of humanity.
在那里，甚至各个翻脸无情。原本毕士大精神的怜悯之家，竟然沦落成为各路英雄的较劲之处。
Cruelty of humanity was in full display. No courtesy or compassion. Bethesda was meant for mercy, but it turned into a war zone.
你看，大家变得 自私自利，不顾他人死活，连那奄奄一息似乎与世无争的病人竟然也列在其中。
So even among the disabled, they fought among each other.
我们简直不敢相信说，就连当时这世代这邪恶，原本这么好的精神，竟然可以被扭曲成这样的光景。
So it's hard to disbelieve what a twisted evil generation.
其实我们看见我们今天，我们也好不到哪里去。
So we're no better today.
虽然今天仍然有很多很好，很有爱心，富有怜悯心的慈善家，乐意捐钱盖医院做好事，但是整个世代被扭曲之后就不再一样了。
We have many philanthropists today still willing to donate to hospital, but this generation is twisted also.
我们看见新闻报道揭发了许多内幕，都让我们听了看了很心寒的。
Many chilling insider reports all over the place.
例如台湾慈济医院当初创立的时候，乃是因为证严法师看见有人生病，因为缴不起医疗费用，被医院拒绝在门外而活活病死。于是他心中怜悯，就号召募款来盖医院，帮助照顾这些贫穷的患者。
A Buddhist monk in Taiwan witnessed many patients could not afford to pay and die at the doorsteps of hospital. It moved him to build a Buddhist hospital to care for the poor patients.
然而后来慈济捐款越来越多，那些管理者呢，竟然拿着这些善款到处去买土地、炒股票、做生意，在全台各地盖那个豪华的静思堂。对于照顾穷苦病人的热忱已经失去初衷。
Donations poured in. Then the person in charge of finance used the donation for real estate, stock market, and business, built huge meditation hall all over Taiwan.No longer prioritized in taking care of the poor patient.
去年年底新闻报道了一位台湾老农民捐了九成以上的财产给慈济，等到他年老要住院的时候，慈济却翻脸不认人，还酸他说：“你才捐$10,000就想得到长久照顾。”
Last year, reporter told us a veteran donated over 90% estate to the Buddhist hospital. When he was sick, hospital did not take good care of him.Even mocking his $100,000 donation, not enough for long-term care.
我们看见主要原因是这个世代已经被扭曲了，整个体系不健全的环境当中，人的价值观呢也已经变质了。
The whole generation is twisted. People value deteriorate into selfishness and vulgarity.
人性的自私与丑陋一览无余，就算社会上仍然。还是到处有许多善心人士富有怜悯心，但这又如何呢？
Despite there's still some philanthropists around, they can't stem the tide.
这就是为什么这世代要恢复过来，要得到痊愈。
That's why we need healing and recovering in this generation.
而得到痊愈最重要的不是去寻找更多的善心人士来捐钱盖廊子、盖医院，而是要找到耶稣。
It's not through donors to build more shelters or hospitals. We need to focus on Jesus. Only Jesus has answer to all of the questions.
耶稣他才是我们得着痊愈的源头，也唯有他才能够让整个被扭曲的世代重新得到恢复。
He is the source of our healing. Only He can restore the twisted generation.
第二方面要得到痊愈是那些犯罪的世人。
The sinner of this world need to be healed.
好，让我们再来读接下来第五节到第九节。
Let's read verses 5-9.
好，预备，请。
One who was there has been an invalid for 8 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, and asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Sir, the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else go down ahead of me." Then Jesus asked him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and go." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked.
这个人病了38年，但是圣经却没有告诉我们他得了什么病。
So he's been ill for 38 years, but Bible didn't record what kind of condition he was in.
不过根据圣经的描述，我们猜测可能是瘫痪，所以他过去不能够行动自如，需要别人来帮忙。
According to the description, probably paralysis. Therefore, he could not walk at will and need help.
然而他自称他也是可能够进到水中的，因为他要进去的时候别人比他先进去，表示他也可以进去嘛，可能慢慢爬慢慢滚，至少他还可以进去了，只不过慢了半拍而已。
So he claimed he could get in to the water probably by crawling or rolling ever so slowly, and there's always someone ahead of him.
Yeah, 所以总是有人捷足先登，所以每一次，哎呀，差一点，差一点就我了哈，又别人抢去了。
So always someone ahead of him.
那你想看，当时除了他之外，还有很多的人啊，其他各式各样的病人。我相信当时每一个抢着下水的人，都是期待得到医治的。但是为什么偏偏耶稣只问这一个人，你要痊愈吗？
Other than him, there are many other sick people waiting to get well. Jesus singled this invalid and asked, "Do you want to get well?"
我们想一想，这好像有点奇怪哈。
A kind of odd, huh?
这么多人在那个廊子，五个廊子挤满满的这些人，大家都要抢着进去，偏偏耶稣找的这个人，你要痊愈吗？是不是有点奇怪？
So many,
难道耶稣只能医一个人吗？然后就选他，是不是这样？
So many people around, Jesus singled him out. Was Jesus only able to heal one?
我告诉你，如果是我的话，我会怎么做？我走到中间，大声喊：“各位，那个高灯一呼啊，各位，有谁要得到医治的？来，赶快在这里排队。”
So if I were Jesus, I would yell out, "I can heal. Come and line up."
如果你有能力可以医治所有的，你应该是这样子，是不是？
If you had the power to heal, probably you would yell at people and attract attention to heal them.
那耶稣只找这个，是不是这个人有什么特别之处呢？他的出身不寻常，他的道德标准比别人更好，或是他过去做了什么这个功劳事迹等等，所以耶稣特别选他。
Was him special what of unusual origin, more moral than others, prior achievement?
其实不是的。虽然我不知道他的背景有多么特别，但是我知道一件事情，就是他跟你跟我一样，都是只是一个平凡的罪人。
I don't know if he had significant background, but I do know he was an ordinary sinner just like you and me.
而耶稣之所以特别选了他，乃是为了让我们知道，原来在这个人身上也可以找到跟我们许多共同类似之处。
I believe the reason Jesus chose him to show us the similarity.
你知道圣经怎么记载他吗？根据第十四节，我们来看。
According to verses 14, let's read together.
好，预备，请。
The early that Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop singing. Something worse may happen to you."
好，他得医治之后呢？后来啊，他说：“你不要再，你已经得痊愈了，所以不要再犯罪了。恐怕你遭遇的更厉害。”由此推测，他过去可能因为犯罪而得到这个病。
So we can infer he was ill because of sin in the past.
哦，不要误会啊，不是你犯罪就一定得病哈，而是你得病有可能是因为犯罪，这样知道哈。
So there's a difference, not because your sickness may not be due to sin, but your sin may result in illness.
那很明显的，这一个人就是因为他过去犯罪，所以他得到这个病。耶稣警告他，不要再犯罪，恐怕你会将来会更厉害哦。
Therefore, Jesus warned him, stop sinning.
那你说他犯了什么罪呢？其实告诉你，他在当时仍在犯罪，至少包括以下三件事情。
In fact, he was still sinning, at least commit three crimes.
好，首先第一个是他埋怨。
First, complaining.
他在埋怨环境，责怪他人。当耶稣问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”他没有说：“要，我要。”他怎么回答？他说：“水冻的时候，没有人把我放在水里；我正要去的时候，别人都比我更先下去。”在那埋怨。
He blamed the situation and other, and said, "When the water was stirred, no one there to help him get into the water."
你想当时在那里人各式各样的病人都是想要得医治的，都是想要在水洞的时候第一个进到水里面的。那就算有健康正常的家属在那边 陪伴他，他也希望帮自己家人能够帮自己人，凭什么去帮他？是不是？
Imagine all the people there were sick waiting to get well, that they all wanted to get in first. If there were family members, they would help their own. Why help him?
这是正常的嘛，没有人帮他是正常。那些病人自己都想下去，怎么还去帮他？是不是？
So it was just human nature.
所以连这样都在埋怨。
So nothing to gripe about.
那别人帮不帮他也什么有也，何况他进到水中呢？他能够进到水中，只是比别人早一步而已，这已经不错了。有些人呢，连碰到水的机会都没有啊，他还能够进去水中，那还比别人还 就是那个情况还不糟糕嘛。
If he could get into the water by himself, it was reason for thanksgiving because someone even worse off.
他一想，哎呀，感谢主，我还能够碰到水。很多人在那里连水都碰不到啊，虽然我不是第一名啊，应该这样讲不是很好吗？
So it should not matter if someone else was ahead of him. Many people could not even get into the water. He should consider himself lucky.
有一位弟兄呢，他连续十次去参加神医布道会医治特会，到了第十一次才得到医治。
So one brother continued to attend healing ministry services and was healed on the 11th.Service.
那就有人访问他，问他说：“哎，你过去连续十次都没有得到医治，那你为什么还继续来参加呢？”
Someone interviewed him why he was not healed in the previous 10 and continued to attend.
那他这样回答，他说：“当我每一次来参加这个神医特会的时候，我都好感动，因为能够亲眼见证神的大能与怜悯，为这些得医治的人感恩。”所以我就下定决心，不管我有没有得到医治，我只要看到有人得医治，我就感谢赞美主，我要继续来参加。没想到第十一次，神就医治我了。
He said, every time I came and saw someone was healed, I was so moved to witness and experience the power and mercy of God. So give thanks for healing others. I resolved to continue coming. Unexpectedly, I was healed on my 11th visit.
我们来相比一下这位十八年的这个病十八年的人。我们应当有好，他应当有好几次看见天使搅动的时候，那一位第一位进入水中得医治，至少他三十八年来看的太多了嘛。他如果这是事实的话，这件事是事实的话，他有没有为这些人向上帝感恩过呢？却是只有埋怨说，为什么那个人不是我，总是满口的埋怨呢？都没有人帮我，为什么那人不是我？我都是被别人接触先登，满口的埋怨。
Compared to the invalid for 38 years, he should have witnessed healing of other people when first into the water, when angels stirred the water. He never gave thanks to God for healing of others, only complained, why not me?
我很喜欢去年感恩节我们演一个戏，就是这个埋怨不用教，大家都会，大家笑得很开心。
So to remember the skit for Thanksgiving, the people not giving thanks.
我们想看，今天我们小孩子这个调皮，我们就说老师不会教。然后呢，自己灵命不好，就怪牧师不会讲道。
So nowadays, when people just continue to complain, blame teachers for their bad behavior of their kids, and blame sermons of teachers not helping their spiritual growth.
幸好我们当中没有这样的人啊。
Luckily, we have no such people among us.
好，第二个，我们看这个罪人，他犯什么罪？他懒惰。
The second is laziness.
耶稣早一年，早在一年前就在耶路撒冷的圣殿当中了，而且也行过各式各样的神迹。
So Jesus was present earlier in the temple, also performed many miracles.
那有关耶稣医治各式各样疾病的事件，他早就有所闻了。
He should have heard about the healing miracle by Jesus.
那假如他都可以听到小道消息，有关于毕士大慈得医治的方式。那他更应该知道耶稣有医治的大能了。
If he knew the local legend on healing power of the pool of Bethesda, he should have known greater healing power from Jesus.
但是我们看见这个人呢，他除了在毕士大慈期待那个不可能发生的事情，用同样的方法，然后呢，懒得去听，懒得去试，懒得去相信，只相信他过去的一些老方法。
He kept waiting for the impossible at the pool of Bethesda, too lazy to try to hear, to believe.
所以他没有像其他人，我们看见之前有讲过几个得医治的例子，去找耶稣，像那个瞎眼的啊，像那些这个耳聋手姐，上礼拜我们讲的这些，去找耶稣，或是被人带来找耶稣，他一天过一天，一天过一天，总是躺在那里，或是说懒在那里，不切实际的期待，用他自己所期待的方法，等人把他放在水中。
So he didn't look for Jesus. Day by day, he just idled away, impractically expecting others to put him into the water.
38 年都过去了，他明知道永远等不到这一天，他也懒得去寻求其他的方式、其他的出路。结果越躺越习惯，生活失去动力，一辈子就这样算了吧。
For 38 years, he knew it would never happen. He did not bother to look for alternative, just getting used to it, losing vitality for the rest of his life.
这给我们基督徒一个很大的提醒啊！我们今天许多人不追求，好像也是如此哎。
Many of us pursuing nothing.
撒旦最厉害的一招就是给我们一张舒适的温床，让我们懒惰的躺在其中，在这恩典的大温床，而失去继续奔走天路的动力。
Similar to this invalid, Satan wants us to feel comfortable about status quo, idling away, losing initiative to continue on track to heaven.
我们都听过青蛙被煮熟的故事。
So you heard the story of slow boiling of the frog.
你青蛙那个热水，你把它丢进去，青蛙就跳掉了。可是你用那个冷水慢慢加温加温，它就在那里舒适的就这样死掉，它还不晓得。
So you put a frog into a boiling water.The frog would jump out right away. But you started out in a cold water and gradually increased the temperature. Then the frog will stay there and cook.
今天我们当基督徒，有时候我们都觉得啊，无所谓，无所谓，慢慢来啊，我们就慢慢的懒惰，慢慢习惯过去的方式，而不愿意找一条出路，不愿意接受挑战。我们日子得过且过就好了啊，再这样下去，当然教会不能复兴啊。
For some Christian, nothing really matters, live to eat. If so, how can church be revived?
So we just say, "Oh, we just want this, everyone happy, happy. We just, oh, very happy, every day very happy. That's enough." But this is not God's intention.
So don't worry, be happy, but that's not the will of God.
Although in the church, we love each other, this is a fact.
So it's a fact that we are loving church.
Oh, we are very harmonious, and then there is kindness, and here, everyone is working together, being harmonious. These are all good things, but God's intention is not like that. He wants us to go, and all people to be His disciples.
It's good to be in harmony in the church, but Jesus wants us to make disciples of all people. Because we're lazy, we cannot fulfill God's mission for us.
好，第三个这个人呢，有什么罪呢？他懦弱的罪。
Third is the cowardice.
好，他得到医治之后，他就拿起褥子走开了，表情呢平平，毫无感谢。
After he got well, he took his mat and walked expressionless, not giving thanks.
你比起当年在门口彼得医治那个这个乞讨的这个瘸子，哇，他得到医治之后，他怎么样？他跳起来啊，在那里感谢神，行走着，赞美着，跳跃着，然后在那里赞美神，心中无比的兴奋啊，在这大声赞美神，这才是正常的反应嘛。
Compared to the beggar and tempered skate, after Peter healed him, he was so excited, jumping around, praising the Lord. That should be the proper reaction.
呀，我不晓得，你如果病了三十八年，忽然我就啊耶，很开心的哦，就是哇，就弄一直正好这样子哈，或是怎么样，或是我这样。
What about this invalid healed from disease of 38 years? He showed no reaction.
He's not
38 days, it's 38 years.
38 years, 居然没有反应啊！而且他连医治他的人是谁，叫什么名字都不晓得。
Even didn't know the name of the person who had healed him.
后来他人家追问他说：“你为什么在安息日拿这个褥子？”他就还推卸责任说：“哦，那个医治的人啊，不晓得是谁，不过那医治叫我拿的啊，推的不关我的事啊，这不关我的事，他错的是他啊，是他叫我拿的。你说这种人多懦弱，多没骨气，毫无胆识，推卸责任，甚至还害耶稣。后来因为这件事情受到逼迫。”
When he was interrogated why he took the mat on Sabbath, he used the excuses that the healer had asked him to do so. It seemed nothing to do with the invalid, but blaming others. How coward, spineless, gutless, and irresponsible.
好，假如这次流感只有你有那个仙丹，只有你，假设，然后呢，要去救一个人，然后呢，去知道这个人以后，你知道以后人正恩将仇报，反而会陷害你，请问你还救得下去，你还给得出去吗？
If you had known he will behave this way, would you heal him?
但耶稣很奇怪，他知不知道这件事情会发生？他知道啊。随便我们想，那么多人当时那么多人需要得医治，随便挑一个都比他好。
Jesus know everything. Why did he bother to heal such a sinner?
怎么耶稣这么没眼光呢？哎呀，我随便找一个都比耶稣找得好，是不是？
So he could have chosen any others.
我告诉你，其实不是耶稣没眼光。
Short-sighted,
而是耶稣借着这个人，他定义要拯救罪人到底。你知道这个之后，你真的是何等激励我们啊！
So Jesus was not short-sighted, but had other purpose to encourage us not losing hope.
这说明连这样糟糕的罪人，神都耶稣都要拯救，那我们都有希望了。
So with a sinner like that can be healed. We all have help.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了什么？
荣耀。
神的荣耀。所以世上没有一个义人，你我都在罪人的行列当中，而我们的结局就是什么？
死亡。
死亡。
Bible says, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous in this world, you and I included. The wage of sin is death.
但感谢神，神竟然愿意让这位因犯罪而得病的38年的罪人得到医治，给他机会悔改，给他得到一个新的人生。这表明神的恩典浩大，没有穷尽，再坏的罪人他都愿意拯救。
Thanks to God, even Jesus was willing to heal the non-repentant sinner like this invalid for 30 years. God will heal you and save you, regardless of our condition.
也许你会觉得纳闷，包括我自己，既然是这一个人犯罪，那为什么耶稣不先跳说，哎，你回去先去对付罪哈，啊，明天再来看我哈，啊，你把那这个认清楚了哈，我再来医治你哈，啊，可是耶稣没有这样子做啊。
Pay attention, Jesus didn't deal with sin first when he healed this invalid.
我告诉你，这就是这个故事的精华所在。
So this is the essence of this story.
因为耶稣知道犯罪的世人根本不可能靠自己的行为能力来胜过罪恶，去满足律法的要求。
Since Jesus knows sinner could not overcome their sins with their own behavior and ability, could never satisfy the law.
我们能够得到痊愈，得到医治，完全是因为神的恩典临到不配的我们。
Our healing is the undeserving grace from God.
因此，毕士大池的瘫痪，这个瘫子象征着每一位犯罪的世人。我们所需要的乃是天父无条件的爱与怜悯。
The invalid at the pool of Bethesda represents every sinner in the world. All need unconditional love and mercy from Heavenly Father.
让主来医治我们所有的这些罪人。
So that's why Jesus healed everyone unconditionally.
同样的，我们每一位都需要得到医治，得到痊愈。
In the same way, we all need healing.
只有耶稣能够无条件的来拯救你，医治你，从罪恶捆绑当中来释放你，使你得到真正的自由。
Only Jesus will heal you and save you unconditionally, save you from the bondage of sin to enjoy the real freedom.
好，最后一个需要痊愈的呢，乃是宗教的习俗。
The religion tradition need to be healed.
让我们来读第十节跟十六节。
Let's read verses 10 and 16. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leader began to persecute him.
好，病得痊愈原本是一件令人兴奋雀跃的事情，不过在一些宗教人士的解释与回应之下，反而成为一个不好的结果，因为他们将一些不好的习俗带进来了。至少包括以下两个习俗。
Healing should be a reason to be happy. However, through religious rituals and interpretation, healing is not always a good thing. They bring some bad worldly influence, at least in two areas.
好，第一个是传统忌讳的习俗，因为他们错守安息日。
The first is preserving the religious tradition, misunderstanding the purpose of Sabbath.
好，守安息日并不是不好啊，因为这是上帝为着人的缘故所亲自颁布设立的。
Nothing wrong with Sabbath since God set up Sabbath himself for man.
借着让人有休息，借着将这日分别出来为分别为圣，为的是让人跟神之间的关系更好。
For us to rest and sanctify, to have a closer relationship with God.
结果呢，却被错误的理解跟应用，于是设了很多规矩，不能够做这个，不能够做那个。反而成了很多人的重担、包袱、约束、辖制、捆绑。
Through deviated interpretation and application, many rituals were set to forbid many things, turn Sabbath into burden, limitation, restriction, and ransom.
而当时这些宗教人士呢，却墨守成规，乐此不疲。
The religious people of that time rigidly enforcing these rituals with zeal.
而且将这些错误的习俗呢，继续承传下去。
Generation after generations.
那我们想看今天我们 虽然没有这个安息日这些习俗的捆绑，不过我们也有相同的问题，尤其是中国人更多啊。
Many cultures also have similar problems, especially Chinese.
好，例如中国人过春节哈，快到了。
So Chinese New Year is almost here.
那你知道春节有很多规矩哎。
There's many taboos.
有总会有人告诉你哈，长辈啊告诉你这个不能做，那个不能做。
Don't do this, don't do that.
我记得小时候有一年刚过年，放鞭炮，哇，放鞭炮很开心嘛哈。可是鞭炮放完之后呢，哇，那个鞭炮就跑的很多的那个鞭炮屑、纸屑就掉了一大堆啊，跑到家里面来。
When I was little, playing firecrackers always left many debris.
那我很勤劳啊，我平常不做家事的，我自己。拿着扫把然后把那些这个鞭炮啊扫出去嘛，因为鞭炮从外面跑进来的，而且鞭炮我就把它扫出去嘛。
I try to clean the mess out.
那如果是你的小孩子小朋友很小这样做着，你要不要给他表扬一下
？So you were kids cleaning up.、
啊、
so what would you say? You probably
自己拿扫把这样子把它扫干净，哇、哦，好乖啊！这过年啊，这个孩子将来有成就，有出息啊。
You probably compliment your kids cleaning up.
结果。居然有一个长辈来教训我，他说过年扫地呢要从外面扫进来，这叫招财进宝，扫出去就叫漏财了哈。哎呦，小孩怎么懂这个哈？
So instead I was scolded by elder. They said during Chinese New Year I should sweep things in instead of out because in was the wealth, out was the fortune.
然后晚餐吃年夜饭嘛，晚餐哇那些表哥啊兄弟啊表这个都完成一片啊，哇很开心啊，你知道过年大家团圆就好开心啊，那时候就你逗我一下啊，结果不小心的这个碗的砰啊掉下去了。
At dinner I was fooling around with cousin tripped and broke a bowl.
你知道我们小时候我不讲你们啊，你们家可能家境比较好，我们小时候比较穷，那父母亲就很会把比较贵重的这种碗哈，会等到过年才拿出来用啊。所以过年的时候，你知道这很贵重的一些碗筷拿出来用，然后呢，就因为在那贪玩，等我一下，啪，碎了。那你就知道说，糟糕了，哈哈。结果我现在想担心被处罚了哈，这又一个长辈讲一个，岁岁平安啊，岁岁平安啊，没事哈，没事就好哈。这然后呢，没有人处罚我，没有人打我，哎，好像可以摔哎，可以再摔一个。为什么呢？因为他们忌讳过年打小孩，这个小孩会长不大。
So I was worried to be punished. Instead of another elder said, breaking rhyme with peace, I escaped unscathed. It was taboo to beat up kids during Chinese New Year's.
可是我心里一直不平安呢，事情过去怎么都没事啊，这个很贵重的碗筷被我这样摔坏，我就担心哪一天要秋后算账要被处罚，所以每一天过着就是胆战心惊的这些恐惧啊一直笼罩着我。
I was still concerned about payback time in the future.
我们听起来好像很好笑啊，不过我相信我们很多人可能也都活在这种众多禁忌捆绑当中。我们相信风水算命，结婚 要看看这个生辰八字，要挑一个良辰吉时，是不是？
We live in a bondage of restriction and taboo, believe in 风水 and fortune teller, astrology, zodiac.
但是感谢主，我们过去这些捆绑已经废去了，因为我们相信单单信靠耶稣就可以不再受到这些世俗节气的忌讳所辖制了。
Thanks to the Lord, He did away with all this bondage. Christians should not be limited by cultural restriction and taboos.
好，那第二个呢，乃是以恶相待的习俗，逼迫主耶稣。
So treating others with evil, persecuting Jesus.
好，当时耶稣与这些宗教人士无冤无仇，但是为什么这些人要逼迫他呢？
Jesus had no qualm with Jewish leader. Why they persecuting him?
理由很简单啊，一个很好的理由，宗教的理由就是这些人自认为他们是替天什么行道啊。
They were self-righteous.
他们认为逼迫耶稣、除灭耶稣、把耶稣杀死，这就是替天行道，因为耶稣自称他是神的儿子，怎么可以这样亵渎神的名呢？所以他们要把他杀死。
Enforcing the law to persecute and destroy Jesus blasphemed the Lord.
那我们想想，今天许多宗教 就是利宗教就是利用人的无知来达到少数人把权者他们自私邪恶的目的。你若不照我的来，我就不让你的日子好过。
Many religious take advantage of ignorant people to profit the few in power, selfishly insisting their own ways.
那当年十字军东征就是犯这样的错误啊。
Crusader committed similar mistakes.
那到今天的时代也其实也是如此的。
Now it's still the same.
我们看见许多的恐怖分子，哎，你为什么去滥杀无辜啊？可是他们，你知道他们已经被洗脑的，他不会说觉得我为滥杀无辜感到后悔。你他们是为什么？为了荣誉，我能够为真主阿拉来殉道尽忠感到光荣，因为那些都是该死的。
Many terrorists were brainwashed and thought less about killing innocent people, proud to be loyal martyrs for Allah.
所以有谁敢不听话呢？听他们的话，他们就要受到报复，这是以恶相待的一个习俗。
They revenge on anyone who disagreed with their views, so doing evil against good.
然后我们必须要明白一件事情，那就是我们所信靠的神，他就是爱。耶稣以无条件的爱来爱世上所有的罪人，可以，我们从可以这个故事当中，我们可以看出来。
So we believe our God is love. Jesus loves us unconditionally. From his healing of this invalid, we can tell.
耶稣来到这个世上的目的不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全。
He did not come to abolish, but fulfill the law.
意思就是说，今天宗教世俗这些扭曲了当时神的原意，但是耶稣要来恢复，使一切错误、一切的病态都能够得到痊愈，回到神的心意当中。
Religions are twisted by worldly culture and tradition. Jesus came to restore God's will, to heal us of all religious illness, and return to the will of God.
好，最后，我想我们要对提醒，我们要得到痊愈，我们每个人都期待得到痊愈。不过在这之前，我们要先知道我们的问题到底出在哪里。
We all long to get well. We need to know first the origin of the problem.
你若认为啊，我没有问题啊，是他有问题啊，啊，都是别人的问题啊。那你得不到痊愈。
Accepting facts, not pointing fingers.
首先我们要承认我们都活在一个被扭曲的世代中，并且承袭着许多来自世俗不好的传统。
We all live in a twisted generation, inherit many worldly traditions.
于是我们生病了，教会也不健康了。
Therefore we're sick, churches are unhealthy.
尤其今天许多教会病了。
Especially many churches today are sick.
而且还病得还不轻啊
，and gravely，
他们只知道远离世俗，专心开展教会内部的各项事工，不管外面发生什么事情啊，他们只专注在这些的啊，这个服事啊，这些事工、儿童事工啊，这个传福音啊，去宣教、啊，这些都是好的，不要误会啊，这些都是好的，可是在专注在自己里面，而不管外面到底发生什么事了，不管了。
So many Christians do not care about politics, what happened outside the church, just concentrated on church ministries.
今天许多基督徒也是对政治的事情毫不关心，那不关我们事，叫我不要谈到政治，千万不要这个，所以我们就选择，甚至选择一再的退让，一再退让，结果我们看见今天社会道德标准与圣经所教导的背道而驰。
So many Christians do not care aboutpolitics chose to yield or look away, let the society continue to lower the morality contradictory to Bible, allow many other things.
请不要误会，我也不是教会一定要讲政治，不是这样。我们基督徒要关心政治，这样明白吗？要关心，这是我们的责任。
So there's still responsibility for Christian to care about politics.
可是因为我们不敢碰这个话题，造成漠不关心的结果是什么？我们看见现在很多有心人是立法来抵挡基督教。
So because we allow anti-Christian candidate to run a post, they legislate anti-Christian laws.
你知道在现在反了，你在学校里面带着学生，老师带学生祷告要受逼迫，你知不知道
？So if a teacher want to leave a prayer, the teacher will be persecuted.
有一天有人来教会啊，两个。女的或是两个男的牵手来请牧师跟他证婚。假设我拒绝的话，你知道我要去监狱耶。
So I will be put in jail if a lesbian or gay ask me to officiate their wedding.
你们希望有那一天吗
？Do you want to see that happen？
一再的退让的结果。
Because Christian continue to yield and look away.
这个世代需要回转到神的心意，我们每一个人都有责任。
So we all have responsibilities.
我们承认我们病了，我们需要痊愈。
So we need to admit our weakness and being sick.
除了这个世代需要痊愈，觉得整个环境还有教会，我们个人都需要痊愈。
So we individual churches and this generation all need to get well.
因此我们必须承认我们个人灵命软弱，我们的失败，并且承认教会发展的不足与亏欠。
So、
坦诚地来到耶稣的面前，因为只有他才是我们生命的主，才是我们医治的主，并且拥有我们一切问题的答案。
We must admit our own spiritual weakness and failure, admit the deficiency and void in church development, come to Christ in sincerity, accept Him as Lord of our life.
我们可能有许多的盲点，我们许多的病源，但是只有神能够知道，并且赐下真正的痊愈。
So only He has a question to our answer to our question. Only through Jesus can we realize our blind spot and source of our illness.
连那位三十八年的这个瘫痪的病人，借着耶稣基督的怜悯恩典，他得到痊愈了。历世历代的许多基督徒也因着耶稣得到痊愈了。今天你愿意靠着耶稣基督也得到痊愈吗？没有人。
So only He can truly heal us through Jesus healing this invalid for 38 years. Many Christians throughout generation were healed. Are you willing to get well through the Lord? Yes.
同样，今天耶稣也问你，你要痊愈吗？如果你愿意，我们一起大声说阿门。
Do you want to get well? Amen.
好，我们一起来唱这首歌来回应，使我复兴。
Let's arise and sing the hymn in response. Revive us again.